But I want to start at Psalms 120 tonight in verse number 1. Thank the Lord. The Bible says, in verse 1, in my distress, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. In my distress, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Now, right above those words, written in your Bible, most King James Bibles, will be, of course, Psalms 120, and between that, those letters and numbers, and before you actually start reading that first verse, there's a phrase there. And maybe it's in your Bible. It says, a song of degrees. How many see that in your Bibles? That's right. Brother Gary Johnson a few weeks ago blessed me with a original 1611 edition of the King James Bible. I'd been teaching on it there at their church and had had copies of some. But he went and bought me one published by, I believe it was Hendricks Publishing Company. Copy of the original 1611 version. A little difficult to read the way that they, done their pronunciations and words and things of that nature. What I like about it is when I put it by my King James Version Bible, it read the same as it did in 1611. And but anyway, I looked up today just to verify and to make sure that this phrase that I want to preach about tonight was in that original version, and it was. So that was originally translated out of Hebrew into English, this phrase that I want to look at tonight. A song of degrees, and that's what I want to preach on. If you'll notice at the head of Psalms 120, 121, 122, in fact, all the way to Psalms number 134, you'll see this at the top of every one of these Psalms. 15 consecutive Psalms that this phrase is used. And I want to preach, if the Lord would help us, on songs of degrees. When the Hebrew people, there were several feasts, there was three, that they were charged to go to Jerusalem three times a year on three separate occasions. And when they were to go, one was, of course, the Passover, which was about a seven-day event. And then 50 days after that was Pentecost. They were to go back to Jerusalem for one day, the day of Pentecost. And then in the latter part of the year, they had that feast of tabernacles or harvest or in gathering. And there they would go and spend, I believe, if I remember right, it was 5 days that they spent at that time, if I'm not wrong about that. But three times a year, they were charged and to go to Jerusalem to gather together from every tribe and from every place to show commemoration and appreciation and worship and praise for the things God had done in the past. I tell you, when you really get to a place of praising and worshiping Him, it's not just what you can get out of Him today or now, but you start looking back at where He brought you from, what He done in the past, how He saved you, how He brought you out of sin and delivered you. And it'll make your heart thankful. And you'll begin to praise and worship Him. Amen, Brother Philip Guthrie. I believe they're here probably somewhere tonight. But I love to hear Brother Philip when he gets up and testifies many times. And he'll get to preaching or talking about, rather, where the Lord brought him from. And it doesn't take but just a few seconds. And those tears start coming down his face. And he starts remembering where the Lord brought him from. And that worship starts coming out of his heart. I want to preach to us a little bit about these Psalms. They were made and set apart and written for a purpose. And that was when these men and women would make their journeys to Jerusalem. They called it the Songs also of Ascent. As they would begin to go into Jerusalem from their homes, they would memorize these Psalms. These these 15 Psalms. And as they begin to make their trip, they would begin to quote them to each other. And they would begin to encourage each other. And it seemed like that every one of them would build upon the ladder. Amen. What are they doing? Hey, many of them are weary and tired. Some of them has faced death of people they loved. Some of them has faced problems. And you know, you think you're the first person to ever battle your nerves or have nerve problems or have physical problems, but you're not. The devil's been the devil, Brother Doodlebug. Amen. Ever since. Amen. That day in the garden. And can I tell you, amen, that as they begin to make that journey, brokenhearted and hurt, amen, discouraged, their nerves on a frazzle, Sister Margaret not knowing what they were going to do, amen, maybe the next day or the next week, but somebody said it's time to go back to Jerusalem, and something within them would begin to get excited, and they'd begin to say, you mean, I'm going to go back to that place God has chosen to visit His people and give Him praise for everything He's done. And they'd begin to gather their things together and pack their wagons and their horses and their mules. Amen. And they'd begin to go over these Psalms one more time as they begin to make their journey. Amen. Can I tell you that songs and psalms has always been a way of worshiping the Lord. I believe that the first song that was recorded, that was written, was in Exodus, chapter number 3. Amen, I believe it is, where it said, or chapter 15, verses 1 through 3, where it said, the horse and the rider is cast into the sea. And the Lord has triumphed gloriously. Amen. Moses got to singing. Amen. They got to playing those tambourines. They got to worshiping God because a victory had come to the camp that day. God had delivered them from the enemy and brought them across that Red Sea and done a great miracle for them. David in 2 Samuel 22, an entire chapter, if you read the head of it, is a song that David wrote. And I love that song. I love verse number 30 when he said, for by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. Songs is a way of praising and worshiping God. Amen. That's why I like them to sing where I can understand them. Come on, help me now. I probably already mentioned this, but I hit it again. I said I like for them to sing where I can understand the words. Amen. Come on here. Amen. Brother Dimble's already said it. I like the old hymns. Amen. I like something with a message in it. Amen. Not just a beat. Not just see how fast we can get it. I like fast music when God is in it. But I'm not trying to use it as a way of getting people excited. But I believe sometimes when we get excited, then we'll want to sing and we'll want to worship Him. Amen. Songs has always been a way of worship. Amen. And so here they are getting ready for this trip and this journey. And as they begin to travel, we come to that first song I read to you, Psalm 120. And if you can imagine maybe these men as they're coming together and their families. And as I said, many of them are burdened down and troubled. But all of a sudden, one of them begins to say to another, in my distress, I cried unto the Lord, and He heard me. Amen. And a little bit of faith leaps up in somebody's heart. And they say, you know, I think I'm going to take the trip. I think I'm going to go a little further and serve God. Amen. Then Psalms number 121. Amen. Somebody else joins in and starts quoting with them. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber, because he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. I mean, all of a sudden there's faith, there's hope. Amen. Discouraged souls, amen, are feeling better. I tell you, if you're really here and you've been seeking the Holy Ghost, and you've been seeking the, amen, a renewal in your faith, amen, and you want to get something from God, you're not going to get it with your head down, and you're not going to get it with your mouth sealed. But when you start worshiping Him, when you start praising Him, when you start lifting Him up, hey, Brother Neil said it, amen, many times, but I'm not going to let the charismatic, that worldly group, amen, that's not living right, outshout us when we got the genuine and we've been living right and living separate and living holy. I tell you, we need to worship Him. Oh yeah. Amen. For you see, when we really worship Him, amen, those dark days begin to turn around. Amen, Brother Robbie, that dark trial begins to turn around when we really worship Him. Amen. Now we got a couple people traveling, and all of a sudden out in the field they see somebody with their head down. Maybe they've decided, I just feel so bad, I'm not going to put forth the effort anymore. I'm not going to go hitch up the old mule. And I'm not going to take the time to pack the wagon. I'm just not going to go to camp meeting. I'm not going to go to revival. I'm not going to go back to church. You might have come tonight, and in your mind you thought, if I don't get help tonight, if I don't feel the Lord tonight, amen, I'm just going to quit trying. And I'm just not going to go any further. And they see Him in the field, and His head's down, and He's kicking around in the dust. His crops has failed. The rain has failed to fall. Amen. The dirt is dry. And he thinks there's just no use. But all of a sudden, amen, as that caravans are coming down the road, one of them's a hollering out Psalms 122. And he says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, Jerusalem. All of a sudden he says, I think I'll go. I think it'll be worth the journey. I want to tell you, it's worth it to live holy. It's worth it to worship Him. It's worth it to go to revival. Yeah. Amen. They go up a little further. I'm just preaching to you. Amen. They go up a little further. Amen. Somebody starts in. They finish that psalm. Somebody starts up on Psalms 123. They see a little woman standing there with her head low. Amen. They're trying to encourage her. Amen. To go on with us. Get your children. Load up. Amen. We're headed for help. We're headed to where God is, where His presence is going to come down. You know what they did when they went to Jerusalem? They wasn't just going out of obligation, but it was a purging time. It was a time where they entered God's presence, and they cried, search my heart, Lord. They cried, see if there's any unclean thing in me, Lord. Amen. They brought their petitions to Him, and maybe they look at this lady, amen, that's discouraged with her head down. And about that time she hears that caravan in unison of voices as they begin to quote Psalms. Amen. 123. Unto thee I lift up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. And she thinks, I believe I'll get the children together. I believe it'd be worth the journey. Oh, help me preach. Amen. Psalms 124. If it had not been the Lord, amen, who was on our side. Now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord. Amen. Their faith's getting stronger. Amen. Their voices is getting a little stronger. They're feeling a little better about the journey they're on. I tell you, that's why we have midweek prayer meeting. That's why we have
have Sunday night church. That's why we have camp meeting. Amen. To get our voices stronger. To get a touch from heaven. So that we can make the journey.
Amen. Psalms number 125. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. There's so much preaching here, but I'm trying to move on. Amen. Psalms 126. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then our mouth filled with laughter. Well, you know, everybody responds different when the Lord blesses them. Amen. It's about like if you take a bulb out of one of these sockets and somebody shoves their finger in it, everybody's going to act different. Amen. Some's going to go, wow! Some's going to go, and some's just going to start laughing. Amen. All of a sudden, the Spirit of the Lord, amen, come down in that place. Amen. And it said, thy mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongues were singing. And they said among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us. Wherefore, we are glad. I would somebody get so excited tonight about what God's done in your life, and about the journey you're on, and about the place we're headed. They were excited, and they were going to a man-made city. They were excited, and they were going to a place, amen, that was put together, amen, on this earth. I'm telling you, we're headed to another world.
Psalms 127, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. Psalms 128, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord and that walketh in his ways. Psalms 129, many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, may Israel now say. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. Oh, help me while I preach. Amen. 130, out of the depths have I cried unto the Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. Amen. Psalms 131. Let Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth and forever. Psalms 132. The Lord has sworn in truth unto David. He will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony, they shall teach them their I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon thy throne forever. For the Lord hath chosen Zion. He hath desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell. For I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provisions. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will clothe, amen, the priests with salvation. And her saints shall shout aloud for joy. Amen. There will I make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp. Amen. For my anointed. I'm talking about a journey. It ought to make us get excited. We're headed to heaven.
Amen. And then a couple more left here. Then we come to Psalms 133. Amen. And I want these musicians to help me. I told them I wanted them to help me. Amen, Brother Tony and Brother Joey. Brother Terry, you come help me on the organ. Amen. Brother Paul, you get ready. Amen. Brother, guitar. Get it ready. Amen.
What are you doing, Brother Steve? I'm doing what the Lord dealt with me about. Amen. We may use them some more in a little bit, but I want to preach this next psalm a little bit more. Psalm 133 said, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." I want to tell you, you don't know nothing about worshiping God. Amen. There's nothing between you and your brother. I mean, as long as you got a feeling or an odd or a trouble and you can't get with him, amen, you don't know what worship's all about. But I tell you, Calvary Holiness, amen, West Side, amen, everybody else that's here, I tell you about true worship. I tell you about making this journey to heaven. Amen. It's when brethren, by this time they done got excited. That one man, he done forgot that other one hurt his feelings. He done forgot, amen, how that he talked about his little Gila monster. He done forgot, amen, about everything. And you know what they was getting their mind on? We're headed to the promised land. We're headed to heaven. I tell you, there'd be a whole lot less church splits and a whole lot less church trouble if we'd keep our eyes on heaven and off one another. Get out your magnifying glass. I mean, I've preached almost a week here to you. Get out your magnifying glass and search me over real good. You know what you're going to find? Sooner or later, you'll find something that you don't like. Amen. And if you think it's a big enough flaw, amen, you know what? You just sit there with your arms crossed. So I ain't getting in with him. I remember that one message, he said that one phrase or that one word, I just didn't like that. And I tell you right now, something wrong there and I ain't getting in. Oh yeah. I can't believe Brother Neil asked them to sing. I mean, if he'd asked me, that'd have been different. But he asked them. I can't believe that. And he ain't got no discernment. I ain't going to get in with this anymore. Amen, but wait a minute. Amen, when we get caught up, not in what's my brother doing, what are they? Hey, I appreciate all these young people pouring in this altar last night. I tell you, one thing did disturb me, and I tell them with a heart full of love. When you come to the altar and you get down, and about 30 seconds later you're going, I wonder if this one come. I wonder if that one come. Who's that praying so loud? Who's that they praying with? Is there a route out of here? Amen. Oh, you ain't in the place of worship. Amen. When you get in that place of worship, you ain't worried who's kneeling beside you. You ain't worried who's over there. You don't care if anybody hears you. Amen. And you don't necessarily want them to hear you. Hey, come on now. Amen. It amazes me how some people pray so loud when it's so quiet. And when it's loud, you can't hardly hear them. Oh, come on here now. Amen. I mean, they got that angelical holy. Amen, boys. Oh, Lord. And then it gets real quiet. Oh, God, move tonight. Come on, help me while I preach. I mean, if you got the goods, pray that way all the time. Not just when somebody's listening. Not just when the preacher's close by. But what about your prayer closet? What about when hell's attacking your family and about to take your children out? Get a hold of God. Lord, help me to stay on my text. Hallelujah. But I tell you, unity is what's going to get us to heaven. If I got an ought against my brother, I'm not going to heaven. You hear me? Well, I tell you, if you'd been where I've been, I might have been there. You don't know. Amen. You ain't the only one that has ever been hurt. You ain't the only one that's ever, amen, had to pray and cry and ask God why. many times have been raised, and my mama's here, but being raised in a pastor's home and being a preacher's child, I remember at church things being said that was hurtful to mama. Amen. I remember it. And you know, in my mind, I'm thinking it ain't right. Amen. I'd go home. Mama never say a word. She'd never know I heard anything. Amen. What'd she do? Amen. I'd listen. And she'd be back in her bedroom. And she'd be calling her name in prayer. And she'd be saying, God help them. God get us through this. God touch them. God help me. Amen. Are you helping me? I'm talking about unity. Getting your feelings off your shoulders and getting in the altar and praying through.
You wishing you'd have shouted, ain't you?
Yeah! Hallelujah! Amen! Hang on, it might get worse. Amen. Amen! How can you say you love the Lord when you don't love your brother? Come on here now. But I tell you, when you're on your way to heaven, it'll make you put two words in your vocabulary. I'm sorry. It might be, I am sorry. It might be three words. I am sorry. Amen. When you say something sharp and you know you shouldn't have said it, and God deals with you and convicts you and said you shouldn't have said that way, it'll make you go back and say, I'm sorry. I want us to go to heaven together. Whoa! I ain't talking about that hypocritical. Now, if I said anything, well, you know you did. I want to tell something on Brother Bobby. Maybe he won't whip me. Amen. He blessed my heart the other night. He got up and got testifying to the church, so I don't think he'd mind us telling it here. He got up and he was talking about he went down to get some hunting license or fishing license or rifle. And he's having trouble with the folks that, you know, wasn't going to give it to him. And he said, you know, I didn't necessarily just say anything out of the way. He said, but I didn't respond like I should have responded. Right. He said, I got away from there and the Lord got to deal with me about that. I said, Lord, if you'll give me an opportunity, I'll fix that thing. A little while later, he's back at that store and goes to ask somebody about something. And there's that individual. And he said, I don't know if you remember me or not, but I came in a while ago. Yeah, I remember you. I remember you. I want to apologize to you. How long has it been since you've been to that individual in your church? The reason you can't shout. The reason you hadn't been running the aisle. The reason you hadn't been getting in. Hey, man, and go to them and say, look, if there's anything between me and you, let's get them worked out. And let's go on with God. Come on here now. I mean, I'm all for shouting and running, and I believe we could even do a little bit of it tonight. Amen. But I tell you what, help you more than that. Amen. If you got something on your heart against somebody, go tell them. I didn't know I was going to go this way, but I'm telling you, I'm going to feel it. The Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, if you got an heart against your brother, get it straight. I tell you right now, I hadn't talked to them in 5 years. Shame on you. Tell you right now, I see them in Walmart. I go the other way. Repent. Well, I've had to chase a few folks down. In camp meetings. I know this homie. Headed the other way. Man, I made a beeline to him. Hey, brother! Hey, man. Come on, help me. Hey, man, don't let that thing fester. Don't let it get no worse. Hey, man, you might not think I'm preaching, but I'm preaching. I'm telling you, I feel the Holy Ghost. If you want revival in your soul, if you want to see your children touched by God, it may not be a sermon. It may not be a song that touches them. It might be when they see you. After everything you said at the table, after everything you said about them, when you go to that person and say, I'm sorry, I want to fix it. I want to go to heaven with you. Amen. I want to show you how unity works. We got these brethren here on these instruments. And I want y'all to play I Fly Away. I want you to play in A.
that possible? G. G. I want you to play in A. I want you to play in C. And I want you to play in something else. Which one I didn't hit? That one. All right, y'all ready? I'll fly away all at once. Woo! Ain't that harmony? Come on, Dad. Woo! Anybody like that? Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. You know what the problem is? What song are you playing? Okay, well, I know the problem. They're on a different song over here. What song was you playing?
I'll Fly Away.
Wait a minute. Brother? Every one of them was playing I'll Fly Away. We are holiness. Wow. Yeah. I mean, we all believe in holy living and purity, but I'll tell you right now, I ain't getting in that key. I ain't hooking up with that brother. I ain't going to hear them preach. I ain't going to back them when they sing. No, I ain't talking about back in sin. I'm talking about unity among holiness, brother. We need one another. The devil's trying to divide. He's trying to split. He's trying to tear up. What we need is a spirit about us that says, devil, you're not going to do it. I'm going to learn, my brethren. Amen. But you know what sounds so much better? Amen. When they all play in G. I'll Fly Away. Do that just one time. Let's see the difference. Woo! Do you see the difference? They're all together. They're all on the same page. They're all on the same song. They're all in the same key. Hey man, I tell you every now and then what we need to do is get together. Hey man, that's good. I need to preach a little more to you. Y'all stay where you're at, on guard or ready or on G. Together. Let me say a little more about that before I move on. My dad one time, I don't know if he done it or some boys he was with done it. But they caught a cat that was about half wild, and they caught a possum. And they wanted to put them together. So they got some cord and tied their tails together. They were together. They were bound together. And then they took them and they dropped them over a clothesline. And he said, you had never seen a sight like when that cat and that possum met. They were together. He said they were together. I tied them together. Somebody tied them together. They were together. And they's a fighting like cats and dogs. I want to tell you, that ain't the kind of unity we need. We need the kind that'll make us head toward heaven. Amen. Lord, help us tonight. Amen. One more psalm in the Song of Degrees. Amen. They have that unity now. They're near in that city. Behold, bless ye the Lord, Psalms 134, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary. Sound like they made it to the church house, don't it? Amen. And bless the Lord. The Lord hath made heaven and earth. Bless thee out of Zion. And these next few psalms, and this is my interpretation. You know, if I understand this right, these next few psalms were psalms that were quoted, sung, read in the house of God. And I ain't got time, and I won't take time to go through, but there's so many verses in these next few psalms that is just so encouraging. But as they kept worshiping, we come to Psalms number 146, and it starts out, praise ye the Lord. And you know what? It ends with the last verse, praise ye the Lord. Psalms 147 started out, praise ye the Lord. Psalms 147 ended with, praise ye
the Lord. Psalms 148 started out, praise ye the Lord. Psalms 148 ended with, praise ye the Lord. Psalms 149 started out and said, praise ye the Lord. And it ended with, praise ye the Lord. Psalms 150. By the time they got to that place, they were so thrilled in their worship till they could not hardly say three or four words without stopping and saying, praise ye the Lord. You ready, Brother Paul? Amen. These other brethren will get them to help me a little bit more here. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and the harp. Hit it. Praise Him with the timbrel and the dance. Anybody got a tambourine? Act like we got one. Hey. Praise Him with the string instrument and organs. Praise Him on the cymbals. Brother Lynn, get your drumstick. See a drumstick laying over? You finna play the drums tonight, brother. Praise Him on the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Woo! Praise ye the Lord. I'm telling you, we owe Him praise. We owe Him worship. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. What about it tonight? Is there somebody that says, hey, I owe the Lord some worship. I owe the Lord some praise. He's been good to me. Amen. I owe Him some worship. Oh, the day of Pentecost, it was 120. It was gathered together and they were worshiping. They were praising. They were magnifying Him. Thank God He saved you. Thank God He sanctified you. Thank God He brought you out. Amen. Of this wicked world. Thank God He baptized you with the Holy Ghost. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Let us praise Him, church.